Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Very nice to have you with us this morning. Let me introduce to you Sean Stone. He is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us every Thursday to talk about things that are going on in area stages and screens, and we always enjoy when he's a part of our broadcast. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
Happy New Year to you. It's been it's many weeks. I can't believe you have one movie to talk about. I would think you would have seen a plethora of films.
Well, I picked the one I like best.
Oh, all right. Well, let's start there, and then I will quickly explore the ones that you also saw, if that's all right.
Okay.
Were they that bad?
We'll just go with Big Eyes.
All right.
All right. This is Tim Burton's biography of Margaret Keane, the painter who did all those big-eyed paintings in the '60s of the sad-faced children. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I believe we had one purchased at Grant's, one of those prints. if you remember the old five and dimes.
Yes, absolutely.
Amy Adams is Margaret Keane, an artist who meets another artist, Christoph Waltz, and he sort of sweeps her off her feet, and they get married, and she becomes very successful, except that he signs the paintings. And he becomes the famous artist, and she's basically locked in a room painting them. And it's an amazing film because it's funny and it's sad and it's nuanced, and it's the best thing Tim Burton's done in years.
Well, that's great. The film is Big Eyes, and it is out. And I remember when we were talking about it last time, you mentioned that the film was coming out, and you said, here's something that you don't usually hear Oscar talk in Tim Burton. So, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think Amy Adams should get nominated. She's really good. She plays the character is Southern, and she has this wonderful Kentucky accent, and she's my favorite actress for doing accents these days.
The new Meryl Streep.
Excellent. Really good at it.
Great. What else? Then we begin in what's happening. A lot of stuff happening, even though it's the dead of winter, as it were. But we have stuff happening beginning tomorrow at Cafe Lena.
Yeah, the musical group David Wax Museum. There is actually a guy in the band named David Wax. They're going to bring their Mexo-Americana sound to Cafe Lena tomorrow night, Friday. They play a variety of authentic Mexican instruments, including a percussion instrument made from the jawbone of an ass.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. That is exciting.
Starting Saturday at Steamer No. 10 Theater in Albany, Children's Theater, it's Cinderella Tales. It's three tales in one show. There's a Continental Cindy, you know, the glass slipper. There's an Egyptian Cinderella. And there's an Irish Cinderella who's actually a boy.
All right.
That should be fun.
Okay.
And that runs the next few weekends. Opening Saturday, all the current exhibits at the Hyde closed last week. So the Hyde Collection is opening their latest exhibit on Saturday. It's called Stone Palette. It's lithographs in 19th century France, and this is 31 vintage prints, all from the Hyde's own collection.
Excellent. Good stuff.
That will be up through March. Saturday afternoon at two state historic sites here on both sides of the river, 12th Night Celebration. So this is sort of the end of the holidays over in Rensselaer at the Crailo State Historic Site, and here in Albany at Schuyler Mansion. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. You can buy an admission that pass that gets you into both sites. There's going to be a wassail thing and live music and reenactors and bonfires and vintage cooking demonstrations and colonial toys and all kinds of good stuff.
All right. Excellent. What else is going on?
And then Sunday afternoon at Proctor's on the main stage, Schenectady Symphony Orchestra with the Parnass sisters. Madeline Parnass is going to be featured on the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. Cicely Parnass will be featured on Shostakovich's Cello Concerto, and they're both going to play on a piece by Miklos Rozsa, who did all those great film scores.
Wonderful stuff. And
so that's 3 o'clock, yeah.
On Sunday at Proctor's. And then on Monday, I may just have to go to this. Go ahead.
Speaking of Tim Burton,
yep,
they're showing Pee-wee's Big Adventure at the Palace.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
When I went there to see White Christmas, they showed the original trailer, and I just, you know, you forget how actually zany and fun it is.
It's just that Rube Goldberg opening is is priceless. The movie has such wonderful color and content, and it's really good stuff. It is zany. That is Monday night. What else?
And then Tuesday, returning to the stage at Proctor's, the theatrical musical smash hit, Jersey Boys.
There you go.
And it's there through the 18th, and I just want to say that they made a movie out of it last year. Really not good. Really not a good movie musical. Do not watch it.
Yeah, and very different in tone, I think, from the musical, which is somewhat buoyant, I would say.
Yeah, I said the movie was flat.
Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood, of all people, sort of blew the big reveals. It was really strange. So people, don't watch it. Go see it on stage.
There you go.
And then there's a bunch of new movies opening this weekend. Very excited about two of them. Selma, which is the sort of Martin Luther King in Selma historical biopic, directed by Ava DuVernay, and it stars David Oyelowo, who's getting a lot of Oscar buzz for that.
I saw the trailer of that the other day. It just looks amazing. I am anxious to see it.
Yeah, and it's getting great reviews. There's a little controversy because some people from the Johnson administration are not happy about the way LBJ has been portrayed.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, LBJ has been taking hits for years. He can take it. He has his place in history. And the other movie that I'm really excited about is Inherent Vice, which is Paul Thomas Anderson's adaptation of a Thomas Pynchon novel. First, I never thought that Thomas Pynchon would let one of his novels be adapted for a movie. But it's sort of a comedy film noir. And when I saw the trailer with a big audience on Christmas Day, it killed. I was actually shocked how many people laughed. And that stars Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin, Reese Witherspoon, Owen Wilson, Martin Short, and a bunch of good people.
Great stuff.
And then, of course, Taken 3.
You know, I have really no thought on this other than when I saw the trailer to it, I didn't know that there had been two others.
Oh.
Just because I thought that Liam Neeson was just in that kind of movie. And I'm like, really, again, the same? Isn't this the same story that we saw before?
Well, let me bring you up to date then.
Oh, okay, great.
Taken is stupid, but it's good stupid. It's enjoyable stupid.
All right.
Taken 2 is bad stupid.
All right.
And this one I'm going to try to avoid.
Got it.
There you go.
Seems to make sense. In a nutshell, yes. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. Always good to have Sean on our airwaves. Sean, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.